Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina Mari here. Brendan Scully's on the line. And we just realised that we knew each other in the 90s, Brendan. You did a little Google search and you were like, I recognise that. I was much younger then.
We were all much younger then. I think it was like when I started teaching in Diggs Lane, I was like...
You're a dance teacher.
15. Yeah. I was about 17 years of age when I started teaching in Diggs.
You had bleached blonde hair. That's what I remember.
I know. And the pain of that, getting that done every 2 weeks. Because the joys of being in the boy band in the 90s, you had to have bleached blonde hair.
You had to have the curtains haircut as well, the split down the middle.
Oh, right. Yeah, part in the middle. That's where it was. And then where you see all the roots, there you go, straight back in to get the hair done.
And when I say blonde hair, I mean yellow hair. It was more yellow, wasn't it?
It was the ultra blue they used to use my hair, and my scalp used to be like blisters. I used to run around the salon crying, do I really have to go through this every week?
All to be famous, and the rip off tracksuit bottoms.
It's all basically all the 90s nostalgia. If we didn't have that, sure, what would it be?
Those rip off tracksuit bottoms. And your friends would come along and they'd rip the sides off them and you'd be left standing in the street half naked.
I actually still have mine. I actually rooted mine out there.
I think they came back in.
They're all back on trend again. I was like, oh my God, I actually have the originals.
Yeah, you could sell them online there and make a fortune. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, and the naff jackets as well was all the rage. And then you also had then the feeler runners, which all came back out again.
Oh God, if only I hung on to all these horrific fashion mistakes back then, I'd be making a fortune now.
My problem is I'm a hoarder, so I keep everything.
Well, we'll move on from the 90s because we're now in 2025.
There we go, into the 90s.
Brendan Scully is no longer trying to be in a boy band. What are you doing?
No,
what are
no
you
longer.
Up to?
Well, I'm doing many different things these days. I still teach dance as well. I still have my stage skills and stuff, so I'm doing that. But I also I am one of the organisers of Miss Ireland.
So you're on the lookout. What is it that you're looking for in a Miss Ireland? What are the qualities?
Well, it is basically, okay, so let's look at the Apprentice TV show that was on there last week, the final and stuff like that. Like, you're looking for somebody that could work with Lord Sugar, say, right? So there we go. So a business savvy girl that can work fantastic with charities and all that sort of stuff and just have a really, really good outlook on life. Do you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you're going to be someone that you're going to be going visiting schools and stuff. So you want teenagers and you want young girls and young boys all to actually look upon you and go, do you know what? You're inspiring me. I could be you one day. Or I can pick myself up and make something happen for my life. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that person, that girl out there that will be a great ambassador for Ireland, in Ireland and abroad. Because when she's working with charities, she will go to the likes of India, to Calcutta and stuff like that to work with charities and teenagers and kids. So you want to have someone that's really, really media friendly would be one way. And then also that has a get up and go and just is all round good person to inspire people, if you get me. You do want someone that you'd bring home to the family and say, here's our girl, what you think? And then I'll go, oh my God, she's amazing.
Now, do you have to be an absolute stunner? Because obviously in the past, I mean, it is beauty as well as part of this.
Beauty is there, but what a lot of it is all what you do. Because you can be the most gorgeous looking girl in the room. But if you don't have anything to back up the looks, it doesn't wash anymore. The world we live in now, literally, you have to be a good all-rounder. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I think, looks would be the cover of a magazine. So you'd buy the front of a magazine because you like the cover. But then when you open up the magazine, if it's full of nothingness, you're just not going to like the magazine. Yeah, you know what I mean? So you're looking for everything.
So the likability is a big part of this competition.
It is, because it is an ambassadorship. I mean, you have to, like, as I always say, it's like a long interview. So when you're in the competition, the whole process could be spanned over a couple of weeks, a couple of months, which is all like there's sports element in Miss Ireland. The biggest part of it is the charity element, which each girl has to put together their own project for charity, which could be a charity that's close to their family. It could be one of the cancer charities, or it could be last year we were working with cystic fibrosis with Julian Benson. And then we're also working with the Hope Foundation as well, and many other charities abroad that are attached to Ireland that we have been working with. So each contestant has to do their own charity event and then put together a whole project on why they chose this charity and what they did for this charity. So that's one part of it. And then the other elements then would be sports day, head-to-head challenges, basically like debating. And then we have a whole eco round as well, which they have to actually do a whole eco-friendly, environmentally friendly project within their own communities. and then bring that to the table and show us what they did for that. So there's many elements to being in Miss Ireland these days rather than just turning up and looking pretty.
Looking hot, yeah. So you've had loads of brilliant girls in the past, obviously, who are so well known now as well. And to be honest, this is often something that can really kickstart a career for these girls as well, and getting them known and exceeding in whatever field they decide. I know you've had doctors, you've everybody kind of entering this. It's not just people who want to be models. You've all kinds of people from different backgrounds.
Well, you've all types of people. So our current Miss Ireland, who's off to Miss World next week, Jasmine Gearhart, she's a humanitarian lawyer. So she's worked on the Innocence Project and stuff like that, which we very people would know that from the Kim Kardashian. She was working on the Innocence Project in America and stuff. So that's what she does. And she's been to the Lebanon. She's been all over South Africa. She's been to... which went with the Hofa Nation, she went to Calcutta and stuff like that. So she's done an amount of charity work she has done in the run-up within her year as Miss Ireland.
Yeah.
She also featured on the Paddy's Day Parade this year in Ireland. So she's a good ambassador for the brand, as you say, because it is the humanitarian lawyer part of it. It shows brains and beauty and get up and go. Before that, it was Miss Ireland from Clare, which was Ivana McMahon. She was a doctor. And then before that was Pamela Uba, who was a medical scientist.
Very good. So what happens then, Brendan? Do you need to have like a year out of whatever it is that you're doing in life, whether it's your studying or your working or whatever? Do you need to take a year out to be fully available for Miss Ireland things, or how does it work?
I think that day has changed. I just think it's optional. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
We can work around the winner. Do you know what I mean? We can say, okay, are you available to go to India for 2 weeks or a week, blah, blah, on these dates? They can go and ask the job. A lot of the jobs which these girls are working within, they're fairly flexible now with them. If they say, right, I'm going into this, I might need some time off. But it's not like years ago when they were always working, doing modelling jobs all the time, because that whole world has changed now, whether it's all now just online. Sort of. A lot of the work was coming from online stuff, apart from the charity element where they'd have to go and obviously visit the different charities or do the different charitable events. But a lot of it can all be done online now. So I would say no, you don't have to.
Okay, so don't rule yourself
your job and stuff.
Yeah, okay. Now, how do people go about this? What's the first step? Because I know the closing date is coming up fairly soon. It's going to be the 5th of May.
Yeah, the 5th.
So how do people get involved?
We're going to go to the final in June.
Yeah.
Basically, what you do is you can fill out the online application form. There's one on our, if you go onto social media, is probably the best way to do it. So if you go onto the Miss Ireland.org Instagram page, and there's a link there in the bio, basically tells you to click the link and it'll bring you then to the entry form. You fill out the form and then we organise then to have a chat with you online, back to the old online again. And then if you get picked, then it's just basically then it would go from there then through to see for the final.
Okay. Now, Brendan, for the L ones like myself, right, there should be a Mrs. Ireland. For
the
women
Ireland
of the country who are doing it all. Will you get on that?
The other event that we organise as well is actually Miss Universe Ireland as well. So we have both. We have Miss World Ireland and Universe Ireland. And Miss Universe Ireland is very different in the rules, which you can be any age to enter once you're over 18.
In my 40s and all, I could even do it. Junior.
All the way up to, we had contestants last year in Miss Universe that were 65.
Oh my God.
And these girls were still, well, these ladies were well able to put it up against the girls that were 25.
I love that.
When people enter our competition, they say, oh, I really want to enter Miss Ireland. Every time we say, okay, great. Well, this is Miss Ireland for Miss World, which is celebrating 77 years old this year. And then if they don't meet the rules in the criteria for Miss World, because we work under the rules of Miss World, we say, well, you know what? Why don't you enter our other event, which we have as Miss Universe Ireland, which is different rules, but you can enter into that as well if you want to. And we have a teenage one as well.
You mentioned there about poor Julian Benson, and I know you would have known Julian so well going back 30 years.
I do, over
more.
The years. He's one of my close friends.
Yeah, because he would have been knocking around in the 90s as well.
He was big, Zane. He was my, when I was in the boy band, Julian was my manager.
That's what I was thinking. What was the name of your boy band?
Only Us.
Only Us. Hang on a second. This is definitely ringing a bell to me. Who else was in the band with you?
Mark Walton, which you'd remember. Mark Walton was one of the original members of Boyzone that called himself something on the Late Late Show.
Yeah.
And then you had Minnow and Michael was the two Indian guys.
And what was your song?
Oh my God, let's not go there. We had Show Me You're a Woman, which if you listen to the words of it now, you wouldn't even get away with. Then you had, what was the other ones we had? We Are Young was the other one we had and stuff like that. But we had a great experience.
And you're still in the business. It's brilliant, though, that you're still in the business.
I'm still in the business, yeah. Like, I never really got out of it. Do you know what I mean? Because literally, from the age of 15, I was teaching dance and stuff like that, and then went all the way through then to being in the boy band, and then the boy band, then opening my own dance studios and stuff in the city centre. Yeah. And then I never really left the business. I had an agency and stuff then back in the noughties all the way through. And then I ended up then working with Miss Ireland, and then ended up just taking over the whole brand.
And look at you now. And what's the name of your dance studio? Give us a little plug there while you're on.
It's Be Famous Stage Schools. We have, they're just local. Like, they're one here in Donegal and where I'm from. And then we have one in Cabra as well. That's our 5, 6, 7, 8 place.
So how are the knees holding out? This is what I always ask former dancers.
Oh, they're starting to click a lot these days.
They're clickety-clicking, aren't they?
They're clickety-clicking, and it's back as well. It's going. I'm like, oh my God. I'm not even 50 yet. I'm starting to feel it.
Oh, because my daughter's doing, she's only 7 and she's doing hip hop now. And I was like, oh, if you'd have seen me back in the day. She doesn't believe it. She's like, there's no way.
Well,
that
was it. Like, I had all my teenagers there during the day, and I was just feeling a bit nostalgic. And I actually did an old school Diggs Lane hip hop class with them when you used to keep adding the steps on after. Step after step after step, listening to all R&B music, which was all the rage back in the
90s. Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, oh my God, we really like this vibe. I said, well, that's what it started from, was all that. So you go to Diggs Lane on a Saturday and there'd be at least 1,000 people going through the doors there one day, and you'd have six, seven studios filled to the brim with teenagers coming in and out.
What a place. What a place it was, just for teenagers to go hang out and make friends.
The nostalgia of the place was fantastic. I always said I wanted to do a podcast on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, include me in it if you ever do. And I think it used to be, it was £2 or £1.50 or something for a lesson. It was like you didn't need anybody.
Yeah, and I remember going back when I first started in the exam, when it was the dance centre. I remember having to go and pay £5 deposit back when I was around 10 or 11. And me and my mum looking for Diggs Lane. So this was like the Valhalla of dance for me. I think, let's go to Diggs Lane. And £5 at the time was a lot of money. And then it was £45 for the course.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? But I really enjoyed it. That's what brought me into Diggs Lane.
Do you remember there used to be a bucket to collect the water because the rainwater would be coming in and you had to be...
Actually, it was everywhere. The buckets were everywhere, all over the place.
This is before there was such a thing as the claim if you fell.
I know, even the windows are coming in the place, but it was the nostalgia of it. It was our version of fame.
Oh, gosh. Well, there's a podcast in that for sure. It was very
funny.
There we
go, we need to talk.
The hip-hop dancer that's teaching my daughter came in. He was a couple of minutes late one day, and I let on to the class. I said, right, I'm going to be your teacher today. Well, she looked at me like as if she wanted the ground to open up, and she's like, why did you do that? I was only joking, obviously. She was like, why would you do that?
But back in the Diggs Lane days, when all the different bands that went through there that were in the rehearsing in all the studios and stuff, and then they'd all go off and teach classes.
They had to make their money somehow. Right.
That was it.
Good catching up. If you ever do that podcast, give me a bell.
I will indeed. Thanks a million.
All right, take care, Brendan.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.